All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Monster College. You guys like Monster College, and I do too, so let's get going. By the way, I'm going to wait till the next one. I'll give you the announcement later. Dean Sharp is currently unavailable. Therefore, their office is off limits. They should be back within a couple of days. You'll be contacted when she returns. If there's nothing else, I would never tire of seeing her in these fineries. Yes, I suppose that's everything. Very well, in that case... Thank you for answering, Essentia. I'll wait for your news when the Dean returns. As soon as she can see you, I'll be with you. See you next time, Grim. Damn. Nina has such firm buttocks. That's what we say? Oh, she's got a nice ass. That ass is just waiting to be slapped hard while taking her from the back. Damn, better go take a cold shower. Yeah, get those dirty thoughts out of your head, young man. Just in time. Professor Dragomira's lesson just started. I don't understand how Dean Sharp can leave at a time like this. Professor Dragomira, what if she's behind the theft? But why would she do it? It's true that vampires are among the most difficult monsters to identify. As far as I know, Professor Dragomira has a problem with the werewolves, not with all the creatures in the school. And what if she really is responsible? Who would be able to stop her? From what I understand, she's one of the oldest and most powerful vampires. How can I find out something? Well, I must say that his lessons are always very interesting. Listening to someone who has experienced past events firsthand carries a different weight. If I remember correctly, he has said he's been present since men could barely pronounce their own name. I can't even imagine what it must be like to live so long. I wonder if I would consider it a blessing or a curse. I have to give my father credit for one thing. As he said, vampires really are something. Between Professor Dragomira and Rachel, I really wouldn't know who to choose. And then there's Kyle. As usual, he stares dreamily at Professor Dragomira. He can't take his eyes off her. He's really smitten with her. Certainly, it's undeniable that she's one of the sexiest and most fascinating women I've ever seen. But I'm afraid as a wolf, I'll never be worthy of her gaze. Unless there's a murderous intent in that gaze. Hey, friend. I see that today you've also been very quiet, observing Professor Dragomira. Have you finally realized how Dragomira is the most wonderful woman of all? Oh, what? Oh, yes, of course. Who could think otherwise? Kyle wants to tell me something. Maybe it could be useful for me to investigate and discover something about the professor. I wouldn't want to take advantage of their naivete. But if I told him why I'm interested in Professor Dragomira, I'm sure he wouldn't help me. He's too smitten with her to do so. Good! So, are you ready to be part of my big secret plant? What are you talking about? And anyway, if you want to keep something secret, you should avoid shouting. Yeah, you're right, but listen to what I thought. You, with your wolf powers, can find out where the professor lives. So what? We could go to her house and observe her in a place where she feels safe. I absolutely want to see the divine Dragomira at her house, not here at school where she's always on edge. Or upset by the presence of werewolves. What? Are you crazy? If she found out, she'd kill us on the spot. Nah, she'd never do that, I think. Anyway, it'd be worth it, right? Okay, Kyle. I'll help you and come with you. I absolutely have to try to find out as much as I can about Professor Dragomira and the Metaway Stone. This is a great opportunity to do so. Let's just hope to come back alive from this madness. Well, let's see how I can find out where Professor Dragomira lives. I went well, and I was afraid her scent was too faint to follow, but I managed to do it. Dragomira is a vampire, and as such has no smell. However, her clothes had it. Here we are. The professor seems to be on the veranda reading. Well, we should try to get that shed right. We should try to get to that shed right above her. The view from there would be fantastic. Yeah, okay, Kyle, but remember that the top priority is not to get caught. Kyle, be careful. If we get caught, we're dead. Look what a show, Grim. She has a cat. How adorable. I don't know how you can think about the cat right now, Kyle. I really don't know what to focus on between the overwhelming beauty of Dragomira, the whole issue of the Menaway Stone, the risk of dying if we get caught. I need to calm down or we're in trouble. Well, I have to say, it's an incomparable view from here. You can say that again. Quiet, you'll get us caught. What was that noise? Is some poor idiot trying to break into my house? No, impossible. No one would be so foolish. Was it you, Skits? Wow, while petting her cat, she almost seems kind. Of course she'll be kind to her cat. How I wish I were in that cat's place. So lucky. She seems sad while petting it. Being immortal, it must be tough seeing almost every creature you grow attached to die. Behind that tough exterior, there must be something much deeper. A complex, sensitive soul? Who can say? I'm starting to wish I could see her beyond the walls she's erected around herself. Oh, how I wish she'd step on me with those beautiful feet of hers. I'd even love to be trampled by her in high heels. I don't agree with you on this, sir. And sorry, Kyle, I'm not particularly interested in feet. I prefer other things. If she wanted to sit on my face instead of that armchair... I would rather have her well immobilized while I destroy her pussy with my wolf cock. I could just get excited just imagining Dragomira, who hates wolves, while being fucked with me, by me, transformed into a wolf. Tied up, totally powerless. How much I would love to be suffocated by those breasts. Death by Snoo Snoo? To be suffocated and beg for permission to lick them. Death by Snoo Snoo, though that's where it's at. I'd let her say anything to me. Any insult coming out of her mouth would be like honey to my ears. Are they trying to test me on Dragomira here? Well, I'd love to have those supple lips wrapped around my cock, coming in her mouth and watching her swallow my gum. Well, my friend, it seems like you also have interesting impulses. Well, as you can imagine, I'm not one to judge, I must say, though, I'm glad I discovered this side of you. Time to go. Is anyone there? I'm sure someone is watching me. We almost got caught. Let's get out of here. Now I'm even more in love than before. What a fantastic woman. I didn't find any useful information by spying on Professor Dragomira. Of course, the sight of the professor in lingerie is not something easily forgotten. But I would have preferred to know more about her involvement in all of this. In the meantime, it's getting late. I'll be burning the midnight oil with my books, otherwise I'll fall behind with the program. Lily! At this time of night? Has something happened? Hello? Hey, Lily. Is everything okay? Hey, Grim. Sorry for calling you at this time, but I really need your help. It's urgent. Can you come over to my place, like, right now? Yeah, sure. I'm in the courtyard. I'll be there in a flash. Thank you. I'll be waiting. Hurry up. Lily, are you there? It's Grim. Hey, Grim. You're alone, right? Yeah, of course, it's just me. Why this question? Well, you see, The situation is quite serious and, well, quite embarrassing. Before you come in, can I count on your, let's say, discretion? This really intrigues me. Of course you can count on my discretion. Whatever it is, it'll remain between us, I promise you. Okay, come in then. Now you understand why I define the situation as serious and embarrassing. Damn, she's completely naked. I didn't expect it at all. What a stunning body. Her breasts are large and firm despite her petite body. She has a slim and toned physique, yet very generous in the right places. Not to mention her hips and ass, so round. Finding her like this is making my cock harden instantly. I really wanted to fuck her right now, but I have to calm down the beastly instinct within me. Though it's really difficult in these conditions. Yeah, I can see that the situation is at least peculiar. Let's start from the beginning so I can understand the situation well. You're naked. That seems obvious to me. Yes, it's obvious to me, too. Okay, it may seem obvious, but better not leave anything to chance. Why not wear... something? Come on, Grim, I'm not that stupid. If I could wear something, I would have already done it, don't you think? The fact is that there are no more clothes in my room. Someone has destroyed them all. Someone destroyed all your clothes? What? Who could it have been? And why did they do it? Did they destroy everything? Shirts, skirts, pants, bras, and panties? Yes, Grim, someone destroyed all of my clothes. They reduced everything to shreds. And I have no idea who it could be or what I did to deserve all this. Damn, the situation is much more complicated than expected. Don't you even have what you were wearing before you undressed? No, I was a bit tired and I took a nap and I usually sleep completely naked. When I woke up, all my clothes were destroyed and gone. Damn, whoever did it knew exactly what they were doing. They did everything quickly and silently and it seems like they didn't leave any trace. I can try to smell if there's any odor left. I don't smell anything other than mine and Lily's scents. Very strange. Grim, I'm scared. I don't understand who's targeting me. Luckily, you're here to help me. Of course, Lily, I'll help you find out who did it. Listen to me. In the meantime, take my jacket, Lily, and let's calmly think about the situation. Let's sit, yeah? Yes, okay. So let's start from the beginning. How long have things not been going normally, or have you noticed suspicious things? It's been more or less since the beginning of the year that I have the feeling that something's wrong. But the strange events definitely start from the discovery of that cursed item we found here in the room. Yeah, right, that stinky thing we found under the sofa. After that, nothing else until now. Yes, exactly. Are you sure you don't have any enemies? Someone who has sworn revenge against you? Any unfinished business? Any other girl maybe jealous of your beauty? Oh, Grim, do you really think I'm beautiful? Well, of course, Lily, you're one of the most attractive girls I've ever met. Oh, how sweet of you. Anyway, as far as I know, I don't have any enemies. I'm just a normal Gorgon with nothing to hide, that's all. Ah, the matter is getting more and more complicated. We have no idea who could be behind this. It seems that we are at a dead end. I wonder if I'm missing something. Oh, Grim, thank you for coming to help me. I didn't know what to do. I panicked and you were the only one who came to my mind. With you here, I feel calm and safer. I know nothing bad can happen to me if you're here with me. Don't worry, Lily. I'll take care of protecting you. Don't doubt it. You're so good to me. Do you mind staying here with me just for a few nights? I'm sure that nothing bad will happen to me with you here. Of course, it's not a problem. Hooray! You don't know what a relief it is to hear you say that. You sleep on the bed. I'll settle for the couch. It's getting late. What do you say we get some shut-eye? Yes, of course. Time to get some rest. The sofa isn't even that bad. I'm dead tired. Resisting my instincts to jump on Lily is kind of tiring. Almost like a workout. Although while working out, I don't get such a hard-on. My cock seems like it wants to escape my pants and slip into Lily's warm pussy. Grim, are you already asleep? No, Lily, what is it? I'm a bit shook about everything that's going on. Do you mind coming to sleep here in bed with me? The bed is also more comfortable than the sofa to sleep. I would feel terribly guilty for you to sleep like that. Well, I would be stupid not to accept. Also, we want a Lily scene, folks. Sure, Lily, I'm coming up. Make room for me. Yes, thank you. I'll wait for you. I told you guys I wasn't gonna let you down. We're at least gonna get the Gorgon. Is this okay? Do you feel more relaxed? Oh yes, Grim, this is great. Oh, she knows what's going on. Thank you so much. Good night, Grim. Well, isn't that nice? I don't think the snakes... Look, she's got snakes for hair, so I'm a little worried about how that works. I mean, if you're asleep at night, do they bite? I mean, are they venomous? Actually, there's a lot of questions I have for the developer. I really need a good shower. I don't mind sleeping with Lily at all. Of course, in the early morning, I have to go back to my room, wash up, and then go to class. But the game is worth the candle, at least in a future perspective. I don't know what that saying refers to. That's a European saying. The game is worth the candle. Undoubtedly, I could benefit from it if I play my cards right. And Lily is always so sweet and caring. Not to mention the amazing body she has. Yes, I need to get to know her better. She is the kind of girl I might like. Hey, wait a minute. I feel a strange sensation. I sense someone's presence. Not very far away. Oh, it's Wednesday. I mean, the witch. They're watching me. I can't hear their heart. Damn. Can I fucking talk? I guess I can. They're watching me. I can hear their heart racing. They're about to move. But they won't have time if I intercept them first. I already have all my movements planned out to neutralize the threat. First, I'll throw them to the ground to prevent them from escaping. Once they're on the ground, I'll make sure to immobilize their legs and possibly their torso so they're helpless. And that point, and only at that point, when he will no longer have the possibility to escape from my grip, I will start hitting their face and cause some serious damage, so as to immediately neutralize the threat. Sophia, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? You pushed me to the ground. A moment ago, you were in the middle of the hallway, and then I found you on top of me. And now you want to hit me again? Forgive me, Sophia. I sensed the threat. I was focused and my senses were on alert. Forgive me. Come, let me help you up. I can handle it perfectly fine on my own. Just take your hands off my chest and get off me. Sure, right, sorry again. Here. I was lucky not getting hurt. Otherwise, you'd be croaking like a swamp toad right now. I apologize again. Sometimes my animal instincts have the best of me. Luckily, I regained control just in time. Well, got it. No more surprises for you. I don't always react like this to all surprises. Let's leave this behind us. Why were you following me? Well, hey, let's clarify one thing immediately. I'm not following anyone. I was passing by here by chance. I heard some footsteps and instinctively hid behind the columns. When I saw it was you, I was about to come out, but you attacked me and that's it. I swear it won't happen again, I promise. And all of this, you still haven't told me what you're doing here so early in the morning. I like getting up early in the morning and taking walks around the campus while it's still quiet. Usually I never run into anyone except for those who sneak back into their rooms after a night out. You're one of them, I guess. Or do you also have a passion for morning walks? Obviously mine is a rhetorical question. I know it's strange to find you in this part of the campus at this time. And you told me that you didn't even sleep in your room. Actually, I didn't say that. There's no need. You don't have to be a witch to understand it. It's so obvious. Just as you don't need special powers to understand who you spent the night with. It's Lily, right? I wonder what you could possibly find special about that Gorgon. Sophia got up early. I'm taking a walk. Excuse me. Sophia, I got up early. I'm taking a walk. Maybe I didn't sleep in my room. Maybe I did. What difference does it make to you? I'm not saying what you're saying is true, but consider yourself lucky. If the witch thing doesn't work out for you, you always have a career as a stalker. Hal Woody, so in the early morning. As much as I appreciate humor, especially if black, this is not the most appropriate time. Listen carefully, Grim. Don't trust Lily. She has a dark side. I'm not exaggerating when I say you're putting your life at risk every moment you spend with her. She's dangerous. She's not as sweet and innocent as she wants you to think. Be on guard when you deal with her, and don't trust what she says. If you let your guard down with her, you'll run into big trouble when you least expect it. There's no doubt about it. It's just a matter of time. It already happened, and it's her fault. Everyone here on campus knows it, but the higher-ups have covered it up as an accident. They've covered up everything, labeling it as a tragic accident. But I'm here to pursue the truth, and I won't rest until justice is served for what happened. Listen, Sophia, you seem upset about some incident, but frankly, at the moment, I'm not interested. What I want to do now is go to my room, change, and go for a workout, and that's it. I decided who I spent my free time with. I don't think there's any need to add anything else. If you're jealous of the fact that I spend time with Lily, there's no need to make up stories about it. I'm not making anything up. I'm not telling you these things because I'm jealous of Lily. I'm warning you to avoid the same fate as Edward. I'm a werewolf. Whatever danger may come my way, I'll handle it the best I can. You don't have to worry about me. Now I have to go. I have a lot of things to do. See you around, Sophia. Do as you please, stubborn wolf. Here you are. Finally, Grim. I was getting really impatient. Come in, come in. Don't worry, I don't bite. Or at least not you, not now, or, well, it depends. Today she seems sunny and sparkling like the Rachel I met the first time. I hope she's not just hiding how she really feels. Wow, it's the first time I see a vampire's coffin in person. Well, you know, it's nothing special. The truth is, I don't even use it. I prefer sleeping in a bed like any sane person. The coffin is just part of their aesthetic. I'm sorry, Rachel, but if you don't use it, why do you keep it in your room? Well, you know, I don't have the courage to reveal to my family everything about my style. I'm ashamed of it. I have to admit that. The coffin is here so that, in case of a surprise visit from someone in my family, I can pretend that I still use it. Rachel, by now you should have understood that you don't need to justify yourself to me. I won't judge you for what you feel or don't feel like doing. You don't have to be accountable to me for what you've already managed to do. You don't have to account to me for what you haven't been able to do yet. Thank you, Grim. Kind as usual. If you don't mind, I'd rather focus on studying now. Another one of the things I haven't been able to do lately. Of course, Rachel. I'm here to help you however I can. Ah, Grim, what kind of teacher are you? A kind and sweet teacher who rewards and encourages students? Or a strict teacher who punishes mistakes? That's a great question. I've never helped anyone with their studies before. I think if Rachel performs better when she's reprimanded and put in line, rather than motivated and encouraged. However, I don't know which approach is best. I'll do what I think is best for you. You'll find out what kind of teacher I am. So I don't take the physics course, but I think I can still help you. Thank goodness, I don't understand much about it. Alright, let me see the topic. Here it is, entropy. Entropy. Oh, okay then. To explain to you in simple terms, entropy is the degree of disorder in a system. So if a disorder increases, so does entropy. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, Rachel? Oh, sorry, I got distracted. Rachel, weren't you listening to me? Come on, I came here to help you, not to talk to the void. Oh my God, I'm sorry, Grim. I'm so sorry. Okay, I think I know what you need. Grim, what do you want to do? Well, I'm convinced you need this type of education. If I'm wrong, you can stop me. Well, I was distracted. I deserve it, yes. I think there's more behind her behavior. Well, for now, let's focus on making her study. Well, then we agree on this. What? What was that noise? Shouldn't this be a punishment? Yes, of course it was. I was just holding a screen. I didn't want others to hear us. Okay, I understand. I don't understand anything. Rachel doesn't seem to mind at all. Not that it's any different for me. Rachel has such a great ass, I can't take my hand off. She's not asking for me to take it off either. Well, that's enough. Let's get back to studying. Yes, okay, Grim. Thank you so much, Grim. Your help was invaluable. I hope you can come back to help me soon. If you need me, I'll be happy to come back and help you. Although it seems to me that for now you've caught up. Goodbye, Rachel. See you next time. Goodbye, Grim. You are a precious friend. I believe you are truly the kindest person on campus. Here I am again at the lake. Time for a good workout. Ah, it seems I'm not alone. It's Fish Girl. Hey, Grace. Someone can't stay away from me, huh? Hi, Grim. I didn't think I'd see you again so soon. Is it so terrible to share the lake with me? Kidding. It's very intriguing to have you here with me. It's exciting. Would you like a special prize for being here again? A reward, huh? What do you have in mind? I don't know. What kind of prize would you like? Any prize you have in mind, I'm sure I wouldn't mind at all. Hey, I have something fun in mind. Seeing you completely naked is already a great prize. But you'll have to earn it, this prize. You came here to train, right? Who better than a mermaid can train you in the water? I've thought of some exercises and challenges. If you manage to beat me in just one of these tests, I'll give you the prize. It'll be a piece of cake. Do you think that I can't defeat you because you're a mermaid? I'm still a werewolf. Don't underestimate my physique. Ah, someone has no idea what they're talking about. But I'm glad. I like your confidence. Let's go now. It's time to put yourself to the test. This'll be the first challenge. Will you be able to make a better dive than me? A dive, huh? Well, I don't think being a mermaid helps you with diving, actually. Yes, I can beat you. Of course you can beat me. I'm not unfair. And then I want to reward you. Oh, good. So, I'm going. Whoa, nice technique. Phew! A masterful dive. I'm really impressed. So, what do you think? Do you give up, Grace? Grace? Don't sing victory too soon, Grim. Grace, be careful. It's too dangerous to jump from there. You'll risk hurting yourself. How adorable. The little wolf is worried about me. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. Famous last words. I'll show you what a dive is. Here I come. Grace! Wow! So, Grim, what do you think? You were phenomenal. A work of art in motion. Don't exaggerate. Let's try that again. Come on, are you really trying to make me look bad? You said you were gonna take it easy. You're not very sporty. I'm not the type to lose on purpose. Even if it's just a game, I intend to give it my all. Instead of wasting your breath complaining, you'd better try harder in the next challenge. Despite this reaction, I'm rooting for you. I still want to give you your prize. Let's try that again. Too bad, I thought I could win at least this challenge. But it's clear that you're one. You're exceptional. Grim, you're too kind. Don't worry, keep giving your best and I'll bet you'll win your prize. Come on, let's move on to the next test. Alright guys, and that's all we're doing for Monster College this week. We'll see you next week with more Monster College. I'm out.